Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 61 for Wednesday, September 14th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were higher Wednesday morning as the market corrected after posting declines the previous 2 days. Canola is up by $1 to over $3, the November contract up $3.50 at $460 per ton. Weather uncertainty in some parts of Western Canada, with overnight lows nearing the freezing mark, kept some caution in the futures as the harvest is still ongoing. Solid export demand, weakness in the Canadian dollar, and ideas that canola remains cheap compared to other oilseeds also provided support. However, expectations for a large U.S. soybean crop and for upward revisions to Canadian canola production limited the advances. The nearby technical bias has also shifted to the downside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are up while corn and wheat are mostly lower. Soybeans, they're down a penny to up 2 cents. Most months up now. The November contract up two at $9.46 per bushel, as that market corrected off nearby lows. While soybeans are nearing major support to the downside from a chart perspective, the overarching fundamentals do remain bearish overall. The U.S. crop prospects remain very favorable, with the large production and stocks estimates out earlier this week likely to grow even bigger in subsequent reports. For corn, prices are down 1 to 3 cents, the December contract down 2 at $3.27 per bushel. Ideas that U.S. corn acres were actually above the current official estimates put some pressure on values. The good Midwestern crop weather also weighed on prices. However, end-user bargain hunting on the other side was tempering the declines. Wheat is down 2 to 4 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 3 at $3.97 per bushel, as wheat took some direction from corn. However, declining European production estimates were a bit supportive. Speculative short covering was also coming forward at the lows. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.